Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
14 years ago, Pam Danziger joined us for the first time. 14 years ago this month. Hey, Pam, happy anniversary, baby.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
We're glad you're here. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Pam's been a great member of our Brain Trust for 14 great years now, and she's helped us understand so much about the luxury market, about people who are willing to spend a little bit more. And I'll tell you what, small business owners, you need to know as much as you can about those people, because they don't throw money away, but they don't mind spending it on things that they like, and they'll pay you your margins because they are looking for things that you can deliver. They are willing to pay for special sauce. One thing we know about luxury purchasers, Pam, even though they are not, they might even be frugal, but they'll still pay for special sauce, won't they?
Without a doubt. And they are frugal because that's how they get a lot of money
How do you think they got their money? That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So, folks, this is Pam's brought us fascinating research on the impact of testosterone, the influence of testosterone on men and the way they think about luxury items. Now, Pam, in the previous segment, you talked about the research in the way that men buy things for themselves, how testosterone,
right. The
testosterone made them go upscale, made them buy more of a nicer suit or a bigger car or something else for themselves.
Right.
But my question is, what I'd like to ask you to editorialize on is, what about a little bit different angle on that, where the motivation, the impulse is the same and comes from the same source, but the recipient of the purchase is not a man, it's a spouse or a partner.
Right. Well, I think that all the things, the same findings apply, because what you buy for your partner, you know, reflects on your ability to care for them. I mean, it's like, think about the birds. It's feathering the nest and building the nest,
right.
And, you know, buying an expensive stove, you know, a Viking or wolf stove for your wife in the kitchen, really reflects on your ability to provide for her. So it gains men's status by providing for their wives. And like we talk about jewelry, I mean,
it's a big deal.
Maybe a man won't buy expensive jewelry for himself, but he definitely wants to dress his wife in the finest jewels and have her look her best when they go out, because
that's
it reflects
exactly
on
right.
him.
That's that last thing. That's it. That's the testosterone move right there.
That's the testosterone move,
you know, a lot of guys, and I'm probably in this category, you know, we might be willing to wear a 10-year-old jacket if we could get away with it, but we don't want our wives to look like that. Them being fashionable and looking like they're supposed, like we think they should look, that's the reflection, as you say, on us. And that serves the testosterone in us, doesn't it? The motivation.
Yes,
we have.
Absolutely. That makes you feel powerful and
successful
and manly, and there's no question.
And competitive, Pam. That's a big deal.
Yeah,
testosterone is nothing. Testosterone is nothing if not competitive.
That's right. And you know, it's just interesting to me when we think about the fashion industry that a man can wear a jacket that's 10 years old because it doesn't go out of style the way women's clothes go out of style every year. So, you know, it's all playing into the same psychology.
Yeah.
And, you know, then when you think about it, it's hormones. You really can't beat it. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like, You can change your mindset, and you can sit
That's
down
right.
with your budget and maybe, you know, pull back on spending and from a left brain point of view. But we're talking about the hormones that are surging in your body that you
mm-hmm.
have no control over whatsoever.
So by definition, then Does that mean a man with low T? You used the term high T earlier. There is a term, the clinical term, they talk about low T. So by definition, is a man with low T less likely to do these things?
Well, I guess you could derive that from the research.
How would you not derive that? You said they applied testosterone. They lathered him up with testosterone. The poor guy didn't have a chance.
Right. But you know, I wonder, though, if you give him the feeling of greater power, if that might elevate his T levels himself. I mean, I was just talking to my husband he's a collector of hats, and everywhere he always wears a hat, and they're very stylish, and everywhere he goes, people comment on his hats. And I was talking to the Bowman hat maker, the president of Bowman Hats, yesterday, and he said a lot of men don't have the confidence to wear hats.
Right.
But then when he gets them into a hat, and then those men will actually try it out and discover other people like it and admire it, then they gain more confidence and start wearing more hats.
I've always wanted to wear hats. I wear a cap. I wear a baseball cap sometimes, but I've always wanted to wear a hat, but I can't because my head's too big. You put my size hat on my head, and it precedes everything into the room. Hey, Pam, I need the website one more time, please.
Okay, it's unitymarketingonline.com, and I look forward to having visitors.
This has been fun, Pam. Great research. Thank you for bringing it to us, as always. And thanks again for 14 great years. Let's do 14 more. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd enjoy that. That's a great report that she gave us. Don't forget, if you missed any of it, you go back and check out the archives. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Merry music, man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.